very possibly the worst job in the world right now, public relations manager for the Vatican. First, there's, of course, the sexual abuse cover-ups. Then VataLeaks, that was a string of private letters and documents published in Italian newspapers and in a book called His Holiness, The Secret Papers of Benedict XVI. The head of the Vatican Bank was dismissed, and a recent twist saw the Pope's own butler arrested and charged with aggravated theft. That's all in addition to the very public struggle that the Vatican is having with a group of American nuns who the Vatican says spend too much time working with the poor. The Vatican insists it's working to restore trust in the church. That might be an uphill battle. Joining us now is journalist Robert Mickens. He worked inside the Vatican at its radio station for 11 years and is now the Rome correspondent for The Tablet, an international Catholic weekly. Welcome to the program, Robert.
Thank you very much.
All right. So working to restore trust in the church, how exactly is the Vatican going about restoring trust?
It's a good question. I mean, the long laundry list that you rattled off there suggests that, as you said, it's a very uphill battle. I mean, one of the things I think they've said, at least publicly, is they want to be open and transparent. I think a lot of people are questioning how open they really are. But in this particular case, starting back in January, some of these documents were leaked in an independent newspaper that doesn't receive government funding, that most of the papers here do, and on a television program by the author of this book that you talked about, His Holiness, a journalist named Gianluigi Nuzzi, who's an investigative journalist, which is really interesting. The people that are reporting these leaks and getting these documents are not the people that usually cover the Vatican beat.
Right.
And I think probably because I think the people who are leaking the documents outside are looking for journalists that are not too close to the situation and can't be swayed by their contacts with people on the inside.
Well, that would argue that in the past, journalists have been swayed to perhaps soften coverage on the Vatican. Is that the case?
That is exactly the case. I mean, certainly in the Italian context. And right now, because of the downsizing of international media, most of the commentary and analysis that's done on the Vatican is pretty much dominated by Italians, because they continue to give beefed up coverage of what goes on here. So a lot of our English-speaking, French and German-speaking colleagues tend to rely on what's being filtered through our colleagues in the Italian press. So I think that the people who are leaking the documents are trying to get this out in a way that will not be softened. And the Vatican's reaction has been to threaten lawsuits, take legal action. They also set up their own commission inside Vatican City State to try to find the culprits. And as you said, the only person right now that they've really taken action against and are holding in a prison cell, a container, is the Pope's butler. Former butler, right. Yes, exactly. If any people out there looking for a job, you might want to apply, because he was arrested. The Pope himself spoke out about 2 weeks ago, expressing his complete trust in his people. So that's where we are right now.
If nothing else, it gives you job security. Robert Mickens is now Rome correspondent for The Tablet, an international Catholic weekly. Robert, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.